2011.
Okay, good evening, everyone. I declare this public hearing to be open. My name is Leroy Travers. I'm a lead education associate with ISBA, and I've been appointed by the Secretary of Education to conduct this public hearing. Gateway Lab School has filed for an application for a major modification of its charter to increase enrollments, add grades kindergarten through two, and alter its name. As is required by law, the matter was referred to the Charter School Accountability Committee for investigation and report. This joint public hearing is being held by the Delaware Department of Education and the State Board of Education. I am joined today by a member of the Charter School Office, Dr. Wafa Hosian, and by a member of the Delaware State Board of Education, Dr. Audrey Noble. And I also see a member of the Charter School Accountability Committee, Mr. Ted Moline, on the line. On March 12, 2020, Governor Carney issued a declaration of a state of emergency for the state of Delaware due to a public health threat. The state of emergency allows all public meetings of executive branch public bodies, including the Charter School Accountability Committee, to be conducted electronically, either by means of telephone conference call or conference call. This public hearing is open to the public electronically only. This was reflected on the state's public meeting calendar. Again, I will ask that all members of the school to self-mute your microphone until you're ready to speak. Now I'm going to stop just a second and mute everyone. Okay. I would like the record to reflect that the notice of the time, date, and place of today's public hearing was published publicly, and notice was posted at the Charter School Office, Charter School Accountability Committee's official place of business, on the Department of Education's official website, and on the state public meeting calendar on the state's official website. Further, Gateway Lab School was personally notified of the time and date of today's public hearing on January 5th, 2021. A record of this hearing in the form of an audio recording will be made public. It will be necessary for each speaker to clearly identify his or herself before beginning to speak. The record of this hearing will be provided to the Secretary of Education and the members of the State Board of Education, together with any written or electronic comments received during the modification decision process. To date, comments received on this modification application are posted on the Charter School Office's website. We will proceed in the following manner. First, we will hear from representatives of the charter school who wish to comment on the modification application. Unless otherwise waived by the presiding officer, charter school representatives shall be limited to 15 minutes in total. Charter school representatives include any members of the staff or board. Next, we will take comments from the public. Public members include family members as well. I will ask for those that desire to speak to clearly state their names, and I will make a record of those wishing to speak. I will then call from that record to invite speakers. Unless otherwise waived by the presiding officer, all public speakers shall be limited to 3 minutes. I reserve the right to impose reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions if the speakers prevent this hearing from accomplishing its goals in a reasonable manner, such as speaking too long, being unduly repetitious, or by extended discussion of irrelevancies. This hearing's purpose is strictly to collect public comment. Questions of the Department of Education, the State Board of Education, or the school are not permitted and will not be acknowledged. At this point, the committee will accept comments from school representatives. And Ms. Dola, we will start with you. You're muted, Ms. Dolan. I've unmuted everyone, but you're still muted. Oh, disappeared. Oh, there we go. We have you.
But where did my video go?
You've disappeared, but we have you in verbal form.
There I am. Okay. Thank you so much, Leroy. Thank you for the introduction and for all the preliminary information. That is very helpful. Because we had another hearing and our board president, Joyce Henderson, spoke at that. Pam Draper, our founder and business manager, spoke at that. Marlon White, our principal, and myself, we all spoke prior to this meeting. We felt that it was in our best interest to have other voices that are part of the administration and part of our faculty and staff and board to speak during our 15-minute time. And then, of course, we do have some parents that would like to share as well. We also have some a parent slash board member, so we're going to save that for the parent section. So we're going to begin this evening with Pat Troy Brooks. Pat Troy Brooks is our parent engagement coordinator. She works closely with our parents to increase the participation and the sheer enjoyment of being a parent at Gateway Lab School. And Pat, if you would share first, and then I'll just go down the list. Thank you.
Okay, good evening. Thank you so much for the introduction, Catherine. Good evening to everyone. As Catherine said, my name is Pat Troy Brooks. I am the Parent Engagement Coordinator here at Gateway Lab School, and I was hired to increase parent involvement. And to support that effort, I maintain ongoing communication with parents electronically, through newsletters and making personal calls to family. And through these calls, we have the opportunity to gauge how we're doing as an educational institution and to learn about what's on parents' minds. And through this ongoing communication, there's some common messages that I hear. And the first message is transformative. Constantly I'm hearing from parents how they have witnessed firsthand the transformation that's taken place in their student since being enrolled in Gateway Lab School. And they attribute this to the smaller class sizes and the personal attention that is given to each student. Secondly, I hear a lot about how responsive Gateway Lab is. Parents appreciate hearing back quickly when they contact the school with concerns and questions. And something that people are still talking about is the school's response to the COVID-19 shutdown. I don't know if you're aware, but on March 13th of 2020, every student left Gateway Lab School with a Chromebook so that learning could continue. We also worked with families with technology issues, and frankly, any issue that they were dealing with to help make the experience for them a positive one. We held virtual town hall type meetings every single week until school ended. And at that meeting, parents were able to speak directly with the school leadership about their concerns and get their questions answered firsthand from the head of school, the principal, as well as the business manager. And last but not least, parents really seem to enjoy our Gateway Lab Outreach Education Series. And this is where we connect parents and community members with stimulating speakers and hot topics in education and childcare. And as a result of these efforts, attendance at PTO meetings has risen to its highest level. So I thank you so much for this opportunity to speak to you on behalf of Gateway Lab School and the great work that's being done here.
Thank you, Pat.
You're welcome.
The next person is Patty Demiri. Patty Demiri is one of our learning support special education teachers. She is on the expansion task force because she was formerly an architect who decided that her life calling was really to be a teacher. Patty.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Nope. You're muted. Oh, you're good.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. This is a little different than Zoom. Patty Demiri, and as Catherine mentioned, I'm a special education teacher. My former life, I was an architect and decided I really wanted to dedicate my life, the rest of my life, with special education teachers. And I actually spent 3 years at Gateway Lab School, and then I left and I went to a large public school in Pennsylvania. So I live in Pennsylvania. And after being there for 2 years, I realized it wasn't the same. It didn't have the same feel. It didn't have the same level of dedication. It didn't have the same level of passion for special ed children and special ed students and those that really needed that extra help. And it really bothered me. And so, fortunately, there was a position that became available in learning support. And I came back last year, and not 2020, but 2019. So this is my second year back after being there 3 years prior. And it's just an amazing place. I'm just speaking from my heart. It's the dedication and the professionalism of the staff, my co-teachers, and the administration is just not anywhere else. And I have to tell you, I have spoken to other teachers in public schools, and they tell me the same thing, that, you know, the dedication and the passion for special ed children can sometimes not always be what it can be. And I think the combination of our small class sizes and our just rich curriculum is just one of a kind, and I'm very proud to be back and be a vital part of the school. And it's a wonderful, wonderful school. Thank you.
Thank you, Patty. Next, we want to hear from our music teacher, because we're an arts integrated school, and Mr. Aubrey Everett is our music teacher. Mr. Everett.
Hello. Good evening, everybody. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Good. Great. Like Ms. Dolan said, I'm Aubrey Everett. I'm the music teacher. I have the honor of being the music teacher at Gateway Lab School. First thing I want to say is I work with an amazing group of people. I've been working in music and education for a long time. And one thing I can say, when you want to help young people, you have to work with everybody that wants to get results, that want to better themselves, because it has to do with the staff as well as making themselves better. And that's what we do. We're constantly, it's iron sharpening iron, if you ever heard that phrase. So we're constantly trying to improve ourselves. We have trainings in arts integration. We do a lot of trainings on learning new programs. Like I said, we've all been in this thing with the COVID and just trying to readjust, but flexibility is the name of the game in education. And that's one thing we have to know. If you've been in education long enough, you're going to switch to something else eventually. So, making sure you're on top of things. And that's one thing that I know, we did that I can't say everybody else was right on top of doing, but we made sure we had access to some of those programs and tried to get trainings in a lot of different programs, because we wanted to reach our students. We wanted to make sure that they were getting the best education possible and making sure they had access to it, because that's another important thing, making sure students get access. So having students start earlier, a big benefit is just making sure they're a part of our community earlier and making sure they can get adjusted to us. Because I can tell you, just when we get some new students starting in, say, third grade, that I might not know where they started off with. We always try to make sure we get our students to a certain level and make sure that they get everything they can. But it's hard sometimes because you don't know what kind of educational experiences that they've had prior. So getting them earlier, then we know where we all started off on, what kind of footing we started off on, because they're going to get some really cool experiences some of them might be funny. I was telling Ms. Dolan, because we try to do a lot. I can just tell you from my class, we were talking about Bach in the Baroque era. So Mr. Everett will have a wig on. We had a, cause I wanted to have my fancy Baroque wig. So, you know, or when we're learning about salsa and Celia Cruz, she was our artist of the month for November, December. So I'm teaching them salsa stuff because it's arts integration. So not only am I teaching music, I'm teaching dance. So I'm having parents in, you know, the class dancing with me afterwards. So, so it's all that, that we have to do, integrating those type things. And that happens in each and every classroom there because all these teachers that we have here at Gateway are so innovative and each one of them have something special that they can bring to the table that I'm looking at that I'm like, wow, I want to try that as well. So, making sure, you know, and I'm going to talk just strictly a little bit just about the benefits of, the arts education. So making sure they development and creative thinking, getting that early is important, learning teamwork, developing a sense of community. That's all throughout the school. Kids staying engaged in school because they have something that might be their thing. They might not know music as well, but they know art really, really well. So that might get them engaged. And because they do that in all their classes, because they learn a little bit of history and music and art, or they might learn a little bit of math because music is math and we can go over that. They know that and they can associate it with it and they take ownership of it. And that's the other thing that we do there. Students take ownership in their education. You know, we do responsive classroom and responsive classroom. They're learning to take ownership. This is not just somewhere they go and have to suffer through. This is something they invested in because this is their place. This is their school. This is their education. So trying to get that earlier and earlier, you're going to develop big benefits in society. These young people, we want them to be adults who contribute to society. That's what we're trying to work for. And that's what we're striving there at Gateway. When we are the heroes, we are the gladiators, helping another person, respecting self and others, owning their action, those type of things, you know, so that's what you want to do. So thank you for your time. I'm not going to talk too much longer.
Thank you, Mr. Everett. We appreciate your enthusiasm and the joy that you bring with the music. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Next, we have Heidi Shanus. Heidi is a special education case manager. She is a former teacher, and she's an educational diagnostician and is a board member. So she is a mixture of all these things. Ms. Shanus.
Thank you, Catherine, and good evening. As Catherine said, my name is Heidi Shanus. And as she indicated, I am a board member, and I'm currently the secretary of the board. I am also a staff member at Gateway for the past 9 years. First, I was a teacher, and currently I am a special education case manager. So speaking from both perspectives, the modifications requested are really essential to Gateway's future success, and I urge the committee to give us your approval. A part of Gateway's 3-year strategic plan is based upon these changes in order to position Gateway's growth and to stay true to our mission and vision. First, by adding grades K to 2, we will really be able to reach our students at a time when we can truly impact them and provide strategic and intensive interventions to best support their learning for academic as well as social emotional benefits. It will provide a continuity of curriculum that is currently missing for our youngest students. Secondly, a new facility is sorely needed as we grow and expand. To become a best place for learning and innovation, Gateway requires a facility that will meet that challenge. When I think of the possibilities of a new facility, which would allow us to better pursue our goals for expansion, enrollment, technology and programming, I can only urge you to give us your approval to allow Gateway to move forward and really become that best place school so we can maximize our students' potential for academic and social growth. I kind of wanted to put together what our teachers were saying, because this is, you know, what Mr. Everett was saying about our programming, our arts integration, what Ms. Demiri was saying about our need for providing those supports for our most neediest learners really comes into play in pursuing this modification. So I really urge you to really consider that our proposal and accept our and approve that. So I really thank you for your consideration and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Heidi. We have a final board member. It is the vice president of our board and a former parent, and that's Ms. Debbie Smith. Ms. Smith, give us your impressions.
Thank you. My name is Debbie Smith, and I am the vice president of the board. This is my second time on the board of directors for Gateway Lab School. The first time I was a parent board member, and I had a child that was at Gateway. And this was early on in the beginning of Gateway. And my daughter was going to Kirk Middle School. And although Kirk has a lot of good things about it, we had adopted her from Russia. She was 18 months, 17 pounds when we got her. She's autistic, so she was very much, you know, withdrawn. And at Kirk, she was cutting herself. She was being thrown up against the lockers. She was doing so many different things to herself that we said, we can't let her be in this environment. And we found Gateway. And at Gateway, she did a great job in learning the education and the arts and how everything was coming together, and realized that was still the beginning. Back then, they aren't what they are now. And there was such an impact, but there was also this social component that gave her the experience, the trust in herself. She started to have friends. She started to have sleepovers. And by the time she graduated and went to DAPS, she joined the volleyball team, which totally blew me away, that this little girl would get in on a volleyball team and be part of that team and be part of friends with the other folks. When she graduated, her first desire was she went to DCAD for the arts, and that's where she wanted to go. And then she found out, I don't know, I'm going to go to the computer world. And now she's 24 years old and she's working and doing a great job. I attribute a major portion of her growth to Gateway because of how she was, I want to use the word loved, because the teachers showed that love and that caring to this girl and helped her grow to be and reach her maximum potential. And I think Gateway over the years has grown a lot. Coming back to the board, I see so much. It was almost like, oh, I wish this was here when she was here. But the reality is that Gateway has been growing. And this modification is just going to open up the door for us to reach out and continue that growth, because that growth is what I think stimulates and helps our teachers come up with these new fantastic ways, like Aubrey putting a wig on and dancing and doing all sorts of things, taking that arts integration and building it into the education, because that's what has stuck in my daughter's mind of how it worked. Thank you for letting me make the comments.
Thank you, Debbie. Leroy, that concludes our faculty and staff portion. We do have board members who are submitting comments in writing. And so if we want to move on to the parent section, and like I said, one of our parents is also a board member, I think we're ready to do that at this point.
Okay, thank you. At this point, the committee will accept comments from anyone else who would like to speak. If you would like to speak, please clearly state your name at this time. I will make a list, and I will call from that list to speak publicly. So accepting names from anyone who wishes to speak this evening.
Hi, Larry White.
I got Larry White and
Christina Powell.
Christina Powell, thank you.
And Susan White.
And Susan White. Right, okay. Others that would like to speak?
Billy DeVary.
Billy DeVary. Okay. Thank you.
Polly Howell.
Polly Howell, thank you. Okay. Others that would like to speak? Okay. Hearing none, we will start with you, Mr. Larry White.
Okay. All right. Hey, thank you. Good evening, everybody. Thank you for taking the time to listen to us as we speak today. Just like Ms. Shane said, I highly encourage you to approve this modification. I am a parent and a board member at Gateway Lab Schools. I will tell you, and I apologize if I go a little bit too long, but I would want you to know the impact of a lot of similar journeys that parents like us go through. When you become a parent, that is a great source of pride, and you're very happy about that. But it's almost shocking when you find out your child is not in that 80% educational range. You spend a lot of time as a parent looking online. Hey, what is an IEP? What is the details of those things? What do I get my child need? There's countless tests that goes on. Where does he fall, or where does she fall in those areas? And that was pretty much my journey for my son up until the sixth grade. You know, a lot of educators have helped out along that journey. But when we walked in as a family, walked into the Gateway Lab Schools for the sixth grade, it was a breathtaking moment. You know, it's exactly like the terms. You are walking through a gateway where everything will necessarily change, you know. So, you know, people like Mr. White, and all of the staff, Miss Patty on the call have been great resources to my three children that have went to Gateway and has helped them develop. It is amazing of the transformation that my son, has made during his time at Gateway. He's in his eighth grade year. He's talking about going to culinary school. This was a child that did not, you know, complete sentences until the third grade, you know. So I highly encourage you to approve this, because you bring your parents out of this darkness so quickly. I now have time to participate. So I have opportunities to participate on the school board and help other children as they go through the journeys. I now have time to help out on the PTO with Gateway and help give back. So my hope is very similar to the founder of the school. Is even though Larry will be going on to ninth grade and he will not see those benefits, I hope to plant a seed where a future where a child comes in kindergarten will get the benefits that my son did not have, just to make us an overall better generation.
Thank you. Christina Powell.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for your time tonight and hearing our feedback. I am a parent of it's his first year at Gateway this year, and he is coming in as a sixth grader. And I just really want to echo what Ms. Troy Brooks mentioned a few minutes ago. The parent feedback, she nearly just took all of the words right out of my mouth. I really am just so grateful for the individualized attention that my son has gotten. He has spent the first 5 years of his schooling in the public school system, which, you know, to echo other comments, there were many attempts made and many wonderful teachers, but the environment that we have experienced through Gateway has been just so drastically different and so positive for my son. The smaller class size, attention to the detail of getting to know him, especially in this environment where everything has been virtual and they weren't able to be with the students hands-on. They really took time to get to know my son and his learning needs and have really made a lot of very proactive and customized plans to help him and to encourage him. Because, you know, he oftentimes is frustrated and he does feel behind many of the times, and they've worked very hard, to really, see him as an individual and to meet the needs that he has, both emotionally and academically. And that's something that I've been very grateful for. One thing I would say is that I wish my son could have gotten into this school much earlier, and I think that he would have greatly benefited from this academic environment and this also the positive social environment that Gateway offers. And I think, you know, hindsight is 2020. And so we know that now that we wish we had that opportunity for him earlier. But the other thing I just wanted to comment on quickly is, as Ms. Troy Brooks said, that the attentiveness of the administration and the support staff has been incredible. Again, their heart's desire really has been made very evident, that they try to get to know the families individually. And I believe, as Miss Devi was saying, even the love that they are sharing, one of the words that I really came up with was nurturing. It's such a nurturing environment, and I couldn't be more grateful to have my son and myself be part of the Gateway Gladiator family. So I'm very grateful for that opportunity. And like others have said, would love to see that seed planted and that opportunity for so many other students and even parents for that. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Susan White.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. This is Susan White, and I'm a parent of a fifth grader and an eighth grader, as well as the PTO secretary. So thank you for the opportunity to speak. You know, GLS has far exceeded expectations for us as parents and the educational needs of our children. I am also Larry White's wife as well, so it may mirror a little bit of what he has to say. Because, like you said, walking into Gateway is truly the gateway. It's the place that's been able to welcome our children as well as the parents. Everybody is very reachable, right? If we call them, if we email, if we show up at the school, everybody is there to answer and guide us in a direction where we can keep both our children accountable for their needs. So they have been very wonderful on that. But they've been able to match and meet the needs for their education, their socialization, and be able to integrate that. So they breathe the life into education. Like Mr. Everett said, and my daughter told me about that, is that, you know, things are happening in these classrooms that they're excited about, that they're telling us about, that we're being able to start to talk more about, well, what are you learning today? What are you building on? So this has been a wonderful thing. I want to tell you quickly about the eighth grader. He's had trouble with confidence. He's had trouble with self-esteem, socialization, and we've had to literally fight, take it to different avenues higher and higher to get his needs, not his wants, his needs for education. And we've been able to just get that freely and willingly from Gateway. The fifth grader, she struggled with excelling in education. It was getting boring. It was getting too hard. You know, she's getting lost. And I'm not an educator. I'm leading on the school to do that. They weren't able to do that. At GLS, they have been very much capable to do that and to also guide me on how to support her learning. So GLS has definitely demonstrated leadership, mentorship, self-esteem building, confidence. They've instituted leadership programs. Every class gets to run for president, vice president. The eighth grader, who I said has struggled with confidence, came in and said, I need to design a speech to run for president. You know, and he didn't come home defeated or anything. He was proud to deliver his speech to run for president. The arts integration, once again, it just breathes life into education. They're able to start Googling for other things besides music videos, for things that are educational. They're telling us about, you know, Ella Fitzgerald and things, so we can start to build on those type of things. The small details go into it as well. Walking into the school, I've seen a walkway of chalk of positive affirmations. You can do it. We're welcome. You know, we're glad to see you here. I saw in the hallways billboards where it was like takeaways of things like you can do it, you know, self-esteem, and they take that with them. They put that in their pocket and they go throughout their day. That might be the confidence that they needed for their day. The assemblies, that was another proud moment as a parent to see the eighth grader who has struggled stuttering confidence to speak in front of the entire school and say something in front of the entire school, and everybody was supportive. There was no eye rolling. There was applause. There was support. There was encouragement for him to speak more. So those things are so profound to us. And even though those things may seem minor, they are very fine details that add up to things that are compounded. These are the positive affirmations that are needed in children to go on every day, right? Because every hour counts, and Gateway finds a way to grab them and hold on to that moment so that they can excel. So, you know, like I said, the administration, the staff, they make fine decisions. They're reachable. So I just thank you for the opportunity for me to speak. I plead to you to approve the motion because GLS is definitely one of a kind in this state. It's one of a kind in this country. Me and my husband searched long and hard to find a lab school. We were willing to relocate. Thankfully, it was one in the area. So I really would hate to see that resource be lost. But thank you.
Thank you. Billy DeVary?
Yes, thank you for your time. I'm a parent of a former student. My son, Brett DeVary, was a third grader at this school. He was going to the school but not even living in Delaware. So I would be strongly against expansion to a kindergarten level because it is the third grade level he failed my son. I found my son to be going to the school and living in two other states to the point where I got a Delaware PFA, Protection from Abuse Order, and went and informed the school that I was going to be on my way the next day to get my son. So that day I called my son, or I called his school Gateway. They informed me that I'd be arrested on the spot due to a no contact order out of Maryland. What Maryland had to do with it, I don't know. Why my son ever left Delaware school, I don't know. Anyway, I went to the state police barracks right there by this Gateway. They said they can't pick one over the other. So to make a long story short, my son's mother got awarded custody of my son due to my size only. At the time that I had this PFA, I spoke to the school principal and the head administrator to the school. They flat out denied my father right to have my son interviewed by the school counselor. My son was forced to live out for 4 years that I was dead. He was living in Pennsylvania but still going to Gateway. Then I found out that he was forced to live, that I was a heroin addict and a woman beater in Maryland. Mind you, still going to Gateway. This was never verified as address or checked by Gateway. So I don't feel that expanding to a kindergarten level would have any due justice to kids when you can't even protect one single child, let alone massive children. So that's about what I have to say about it. And I definitely feel that Gateway is responsible for my son's abuse.
Thank you. Polly Howe?
Hi, my name is Polly Howe, and I am the eighth grade teacher, ELA special education teacher at Gateway Lab School. I feel like I am the parent of all my students because they are wonderful. We treat our children in a wonderful way. We have encouraged and we engage our children and everything. We get them ready for school in the morning, even on Zoom when they're there in person, and even on Zoom, we get them ready for school in the morning. We encourage kids in a positive way. I teach eighth grade, so I get my kids ready for high school. The kids enjoy the curriculum. They school. I thank Ms. Dolan, Mr. White, and Ms. Draper for allowing me to work there because they are wonderful people. We have wonderful team there. We all work together, our counselor, Ms. Choi, and everyone. And I'd like to thank the board also for everything that we do and their help that they give to me. I also mentor the teachers at the school. I've been there for 3 years now. I have worked in several school districts on teachers' levels and mentoring other teachers. And I just like to say that this has been a wonderful experience at the school. The teachers are wonderful. And I just like to thank Mr. White also for everything that he has done for the students and for the staff. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other members of the public that would like to speak at this time? Do we have any closing remarks from the school?
Yes, thank you. I certainly appreciate everyone's comments, even a comment that was a bit heart-wrenching. And I just want you to know that we are bound by law to follow court orders when we have them on file, which we do in the case of custody issues. And it can be heart-wrenching. My heart does go out when I hear what we just all heard. However, we always follow the full extent of the law in how we make our decisions. And it was followed in that case as well, I can assure you. And so with all of the other comments that we heard, I think the picture has been painted of who Gateway Lab School is, what it is to be a Gateway Gladiator, what it is to be on the board, to be a parent, to be a faculty member, to be an administrator. And if you look at Debbie Smith, you'll even see one of our students sitting there with her mom, who is now gainfully employed as a 24-year-old and so successful. Thank you and congratulations to you, Miss Laura. And so I want to conclude by saying we do hope and look forward to being able to accomplish additional grades, K-1 and 2, the additional enrollment that goes with that, the name change that will hopefully clarify that we are Gateway Charter School, because the lab can be a little bit confusing, even though the whites were looking for a lab school. We are, in effect, a lab school, but we want to be very clear to the public that we are Gateway Charter School, which is our formal name. And then, of course, the facility request, because we would love to see that final piece of our mission and vision accomplished. Thank you to DOE for all of the support. Leroy and Ms. Wafa, I know, is on the call. We have always felt supported. And when we reach out and say, please help, which Marlon and I do frequently, Pam, I know we have to do that frequently, we have always received the help we needed. So thank you for that collaborative relationship that we have. It is greatly appreciated. So to all of you, my gratitude and good night.
Thank you for the kind words, Ms. Dolan. I want to thank you all for participating today. The Secretary will consider your comments in deciding at the conclusion of the renewal process what decision to submit to the State Board for assent. This hearing is now closed. Have a wonderful evening, everyone.
Thank you.